from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series on science and environmental issues. The outbreak of a tiny insect called the vine mealybug in Napa has reignited the controversy over pesticides in vineyards. Although wine grapes are one of the most sprayed crops in California, a growing number of farmers are choosing not to spray. But now, there are so many choices when it comes to environmentally friendly wines that it can be baffling for the eco-conscious consumer. Organic, sustainable, biodynamic, natural, what does it all mean? Chickens are not what one would expect to find in the middle of a vineyard. But if you practice biodynamic viticulture like Tim Thornhill, they are essential for bug control. The highest tier of organic farming, a biodynamic vineyard is a self-sustaining ecosystem, making compost, removing chemicals from the soil, and farming with the cycles of the earth.
I was raised with a phrase that said, leave it better than you find it.
Thornhill is one of the owners of Parducci Wine Cellars in Ukiah. He is among an increasing number of grape growers who are turning in their Roundup for cover crops, their chemical pesticides for chrysanthemum sprays and beneficial bugs.
What I really find is that organic and biodynamic is just a much more intense knowledge of the property.
Thornhill not only grows biodynamic, but he oversees a complex wastewater recycling system and claims to run the first carbon-neutral winery in the U.S. Despite his enthusiasm, many folks, like these customers at the Ferry Plaza Wine Merchant in San Francisco, are still skeptical of green wines.
I won't sit through an organic wine if it tastes terrible.
Is there a real benefit to buying organic wine? Because wine typically tends to be more expensive anyway.
The reputation seems to be pretty consistent, as far as I'm concerned, in that they tend to have a little bit of that organic funk.
The problem, I think, for the consumer is getting their head around all of this.
Peter Granoff runs Ferry Plaza Wine Merchant.
What would be very helpful for all of us is to see some standardization, some better synchronization across these various programs so that we don't have to conduct an educational seminar for every single one that's out there. And that's kind of where we are right now.
In case you missed the Eco Wine Seminar, here's a quick review. In the U.S., there are three main categories: organic, biodynamic, and sustainable. The gold standard is USDA certified organic wine, which means both the vineyard and the winery are organic. In other words, no chemicals are used in the growing or winemaking process. But most winemakers who are wary of pesticides still add a preservative, like sulfites, to keep the wine stable. Otherwise,
it's like biting into an apple. When you bite into it and you walk away, come back 15 minutes later, usually don't bite back into that same spot.
Paul Dolan is a pioneer in green wine, and like most vintners, he adds sulfites.
Because it's oxidized, it's lost its fruit flavor, it's lost its integrity. Wines will do the same thing very quickly in a bottle, probably within a few months.
Sulfites are naturally occurring compounds produced by yeast during fermentation. According to the FDA, less than 1% of the population is sensitive to sulfites, but it's a chemical, and organic means organic. So, you can fill a bottle with 100% organic grapes, but if it has added sulfites, legally, it's not organic wine. Instead, it's certified wine made from organic grapes with added sulfites. Biodynamic has its own international certification. And just as there are many shades of gray, or in this case green, the label confusion does not end here.
The area that's most confusing is this term sustainable. What we say in the business, that if you're sustainable, you're making sure that you're looking at three different areas. You want to make sure that you're economically viable, socially just, and environmentally sound. Well, that's a very broad base, and everybody has a different interpretation.
A wine billed as sustainable could mean that it comes from a solar-powered winery or a vineyard that has restored a local creek to save spawning salmon. But sustainable is more of a marketing device, not a standard spelled out in federal law. Luke Etteron rolls his eyes at the idea of sustainable wine. The young, thin Frenchman co-owns Terroir, a popular natural wine bar in San Francisco.
Companies who want to surf on the green wave or jump on the green wagon, however you want to call it.
Terroir, which features European wines, just kicked off Natural Wine Week in San Francisco with a sold-out tasting event. And just what are natural wines?
organic way of farming like everybody knows it. Natural yeast, minimum of amount of sulfur.
Okay, but what the average consumer really wants to know is, how do these wines taste? Paul Dolan's 2005 Biodynamic Deep Red won a gold in last year's California State Fair wine competition. After some uneven early years, several other green wines are also now winning accolades. You can find a good, reasonably priced wine that was farmed organically for between $10 and $20. Learn more about green wines and where to find them at our website, kqed.org/quest. I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED Radio News.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Fidesz Family Foundation.